Hi, this is John Gabriel, and welcome to day two of week five of the New You in the New Year 5-week transformational experience. So we're talking all about the power of the mind and different ways to use visualization. And we talked about in the core lesson class the concept of using visualization to kill junk food cravings. Now, this is a really good time to do this visualization. I wouldn't want you to have done this visualization as soon as we started the program because I wanted to give you a chance to address the stresses that were causing the junk food cravings. But now that you've addressed some of the stresses that are causing the junk food cravings, such as yeast and candida in your digestion and blood sugar issues and insulin resistance, all of these different things that cause sugar cravings, now that that's done, it's a perfect time to use the visualization for killing junk food cravings, for any lingering junk food habits that you may have or cravings that you may have. And the way you do it is you imagine yourself eating whatever the food is, and then you imagine a negative scene. It has to be a negative scene that you're imagining because your mind, or your brain rather, doesn't know the difference between a real and imagined experience. And when you imagine a negative experience while you're eating a specific junk food, your brain creates a negative impression. And so it won't want to eat that junk food. So for example, maybe you're eating a sandwich with white bread and bologna, for example. If you imagine taking a bite of the sandwich and seeing maggots crawling in the sandwich and just spitting it away, you will find that you are less likely to crave bread and to crave sandwiches. If you imagine having a bite of a chocolate cake and imagining that instead of it being cake, it's actually mud or dirt and it tastes repulsive and you spit it out, you will find that your brain creates a negative association with that specific food. So it's a great way to kill lingering junk food cravings that maybe haven't gone on their own organically. So you could be creative with it, but the idea is imagine a negative scene. Take a bite of the food, imagine it having some kind of negative experience that happens, spitting it out, and thinking to yourself, this is disgusting, I'm never gonna have this again. It's a great way to use visualization to kill junk food cravings. So give it a try if you want. You may not need to, but if you do have something that's bothering you, give it a try. It's extremely effective, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care.